And, of course, you got it right here on WXJB 99.9 FM. It is a Wednesday. It is 11:30. That means it's time for the expert in the studio. Of course, our expert being Dr. Tim Turlup. He's from Turlup Chiropractic, the sponsor of the show. Turlup Chiropractic is located on North Cliff Boulevard, just a little east of U.S. 19. So Turlup Chiropractic, a show called Your 30 Minutes to Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlup, who is in the studio live and ready to take your calls at 352-796-7272. If you have a question, a comment, a concern with your health, any of your wellness or issues that you're dealing with, Dr. Tim Turlup is here to help. Dr. Turlup, welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
It is a gorgeous morning.
Okay.
And sunny, crisp.
Yep.
Lovely. Really great. Really great. It's a great day to be vital.
Yes.
For goodness sake.
Thank you.
So, right. And this is 30 Minutes to Vitality. And as we always say, this whole reason we're here is because we're going to talk about why are we born to be vital? We just are. Right. So if we remove interferences, either we're getting something, too much of something that we don't need, or we're not getting enough of what we do. There's interferences to that normal vitalistic expression in our bodies. Right.
Amen.
So that's what 30 Minutes to Vitality is all about, because you were created to have vitality.
Yes.
That's what we're all about. Now, the beautiful thing is we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition today.
I can imagine.
In broad and general terms. And not because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought because.
And tomorrow is the most overindulgent
right.
day in,
yep.
in just the wrong
right.
stuff, right?
Yep.
In our country. So everyone's going to be like in semi-comatose by 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Tomorrow. But that's not why we're doing it,
okay.
right? It actually is just because it's one of the things we're going to talk about, the interferences to nutrition. Because, again, it goes to that vitalistic expression. If the body gets the right nutrition, it will just do what it does and give you vitality. It'll give you the energy you need. It'll give you the lack of stiffness in your joints. It'll give you the strength. It'll give you the clarity of mind. It'll give you the, my goodness, even depression and the psychological abilities that you need. It'll take care of all those things.
Yeah.
If there aren't interferences. Now, those interferences can be all kinds of stuff in nutrition. And we could spend literally every program for the next year talking about some of those things. But we're going to keep it in kind of broad strokes and general terms, because we talked about with the vitality, all kinds of those things in our bodies. With nutrition, absolutely, we can get stuff that we're not needing that we get, right? And then we don't get things that we do need.
And we all have differences and separations between what interferes with our nutrition and our vitality. We're all different, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are generalities, like you say.
There are.
Right. So,
there
like,
are.
I can name mine. I know.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not going to name them, but...
This is like a confessional. Bless me,
no.
Father, for I've sinned. Here's my nutritional sins. Here
right.
we go.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, not at all. But it's paint it with the broad brush.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Because in our society, just about anybody, I have to say, and maybe in a guilty sense, go, yeah, I don't eat as well as I need to.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get enough of this. But you say, well, specifically, not like what you just did, what are those?
Right.
And a lot of people could give you a couple of things,
uh-huh.
but not know some of the basics, because we're really kind of misled on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So in our country, again, one of the biggest things we have is a lack of vegetables and fruits.
Yes.
It is rampant in our society that lack of vegetables and fruits is just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
We get into people who are into, if I can say it, like a health craze, right? Who
sure.
are into that? Will go, oh well, you know what it is? It's because there are pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed in our vegetables, and you could only should eat organic vegetables, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But dear God, let's start getting some vegetables and fruits across our lips,
yeah, okay?
Before we worry about that. Oh, and the soil's depleted, so because we have such mass farming in our country,
right?
Soil's depleted of vital minerals and vitamins that the plants can't get out of the soil. So therefore, well, that's all great. I'm with you. Right, that can be to some extent a little true, because we've got some research to validate some of that now.
Right.
Cool. But can we please just start getting some vegetables and fruits across our lips?
Thank you.
And not sweat the details at this juncture. You get people go, oh, you know, the problem with meat is that we need to eat grass-fed beef.
Right.
It's because we've got these huge things and cows aren't supposed to eat corn, and where they're being fed corn, and so their flesh is all inflamed, and they've got hormones, and there's antibiotics. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Well, what do you say we talk about how much of that we're eating in the copious amounts, and we just start reducing that before we sweat whether or not there's antibiotic residue in the tissue?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's broad brush strokes.
Right.
that are there. How about the processed foods that we eat?
Yeah.
Most everybody, it's canned, boxed, bagged, right? It's processed foods with excess salts and coloring agents and preservatives and all kinds of stuff. 100 years ago, there was no such thing as fast food restaurants. Or I almost plastic. Named a few. Yeah. I won't do that.
Okay.
Get myself in trouble. Right? But anybody knows what the fast food, the big five are, right? And we can all go through the name, the big five, right? And that food, because it is by definition fast food, right? So JW, you're counting the big five fast food restaurants on his fingers.
Yeah, I got them all.
Got them all, right?
Yeah, I did.
So, right, and they're there, and fast food by definition is fast because it isn't prepared in ways that are going to be helpful for us.
Right.
It's quick. It's nutrient. It's got a lot lacking nutrients. It's, we call it nutrient paucity. It doesn't have as much density of nutrition in it, so we're not getting it. I mean, your grandmother and my grandmother didn't eat that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no time that my grandmother said, hey, drop the chalupa, baby, and give me that sucker.
Well, not just that. If you take, you know, like the lettuce and tomato and pickle off of these sandwiches that you buy at these fast food places and put it side by side by organically grown, I mean, where did this come from?
So, right, that's absolutely true. Yeah. So the nutrition, it fills our bellies.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a lot of stuff we need.
Right.
And it has a lot of other things that we don't.
Mm.
So we're talking about both sides of interference to the vitalistic utilization of our nutrients from our food is present. And we can go on. A lot of people will think, well, they get thirsty and Coke isn't as big as it is because they don't sell any Coke.
Well, it says right here on the ingredients, it has water.
It has water, right? Right. And it does, but it has a whole bunch of other stuff, right? And the high fructose corn syrup is a huge problem.
Mm.
We won't get into all that because that's, a program by itself. Mm. And if you look for HFCs, high fructose corn syrup, it is rampant in almost every label you'll look at, you're going to see high fructose corn syrup in nearly every processed food.
Mm.
So we're getting all this excess sugar that we didn't get. Again, the average sugar consumption per American in 1905 was 5 pounds of sugar at that time. Guess what it was rated at 2015 with
you
the
mean
average?
Annually?
Annually.
Oh, okay.
So if you, and you go, ooh, I had a cake. Ooh, I had extra sugar here. Ooh, I made that gravy and I put 2 teaspoons of sugar in the gravy. So we're adding sugar to the food itself.
Right.
The average in 1905 was 5 pounds.
Right. Okay.
Right. For the year that you and I would eat 5 extra pounds of sugar.
Yeah.
If we were alive in 1905, which neither of us were.
No.
Right. And neither of us will be here in 2105 either.
Mm.
But it's one of the things that if we look at that, it's 5 pounds, 2015, what do you think that the ag industry actually indicated through research, the average American is actually consuming an excess sugar?
I'm going to guess 5 times that amount.
So you think 25 pounds. I would tell you you're wrong.
Okay.
It's too low. Let's go a little higher. Let's go a little higher. There would be a 500% increase by the way.
20 times higher?
20 times higher. So we say 100, 100 pounds?
Yeah.
I would tell you you're still too low.
My Lord.
Right?
So that's me.
So it is literally 155 pounds.
Good Lord.
Ooh. Of sugar. And that's the average.
Mm.
So if you're a woman who's 125 pounds, 135 pounds, 140 pound woman, there's some men who are that size too, but right, who are doing that, you're consuming each year more than your body weight in excess sugar.
And that goes to prove I've been misled. I don't know what to look for. I don't understand labeling.
Correct.
And I don't realize that there's sugar in almost everything. The fructose corn syrup, like you said, in the different...
And there's other labels that it comes under.
Yeah, exactly.
Other names that are sugar-based, et cetera.
Incredible.
But it's amazing. And sometimes you'll just see it says sugar. And I always laugh when you look at a label and it says sugar, high fructose corn syrup. And it has a couple, 3 different types of... It might even say glucose.
Or sucralose.
Right. Well, sucralose is a fake sugar.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a real sugar.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not. It's fake. Right? So it's all this. Do you think that creates an interference when we're consuming 5,000 times the amount of sugar that 100 years ago the average American was consuming? Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We won't get into all those ramifications. The point of that is that we are messed up nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wonder why. Why do I suffer from profound arthritis?
Mm.
Why at 34 am I being diagnosed as diabetic? Oh my God, I'm only 40 years old and they're telling me I've got congestive arterial disease. I've got peripheral vascular disorders. I'm 28 years old And I've got eczema and psoriasis, and so I've got cognitive deficits. I can't think clearly. I'm losing my memory at 53.
Yep.
So we look at all these disorders that weren't around 100 years ago and not in any significant prevalence.
Right.
It's kind of amazing. 100 years ago when people died, it was usually from the diseases that were infectious diseases.
Mm-hmm.
People got cholera. People died in 1918, the flu epidemic mm-hmm. that would just kill tons of people,
the plague,
right, from infectious yep. diseases.
Yep.
That doesn't happen, thank God, today. We have these chronic degenerative diseases. They fall under that category from these sorts of interferences to our nutrition. So what do we do about it?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Well, if we look at it, in broad strokes, it's hard to get people to change everything and go to where they have nutritional excellence.
Right.
I've been doing this for almost 3 decades now. Yes, I'm very old. Right, and it's for almost 3 decades. And so I promise you that dealing with thousands and thousands of people, that it's tough.
Yeah,
it's not an easy process. And people really have to be motivated, and most people have to be motivated because we're gonna die.
Yeah.
Right, and to the point that we're doing that. It's not about losing a few pounds.
Right.
It's about nourishing our cells at the deep level so they function normally, and what we get is vitality. So how do we combat some of those things? Well, in our office, one of the things that we do that's a fundamental improvement to give the body some of the building blocks it needs and combat some of that problems that we have is we call it the Core 4.
Right.
Right. So it's Core 4 supplementation that the research over the course of the last couple of decades is showing more and more and more can facilitate that well-being and that vitalistic expression in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things we need to do nutritionally. But in a big way,
mm-hmm.
but a great start. And this is what we've actually done in our office because we saw how difficult it is for people to alter those things. So if I told people, you know what, tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, let's put down the cranberry relish. Dear God, get rid of that. You can only have one small piece of turkey. You're going to have mostly salad mm-hmm. and sweet potatoes with marshmallows and added sugar. And people are going to go, really? Well, just go away.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
It's only one time a year.
For God's sake.
Yeah, right.
And that would be great. And I'd have no problem if that
right.
were the case.
That's right.
I'd say, knock yourself out.
Yep.
Eat in just till you're in a coma.
Right. I was saying that sarcastically, by the way.
So I know. But it's not one time a year, right? It's one bigger day.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right? It's a great holiday. I love it. Right. But we need to make sure on day to day, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Core 4 are there to actually give us those building blocks to negate some of the problems we're creating with our nutrition, whether by not getting enough or getting way too much in some of the simple examples we just used.
Okay.
Right? So what is the Core 4? What is that? When they're core,
yep.
they're central, they're integral to your and my well-being,
mm-hmm.
right? So the body can express its vitalistic expression. Mm-hmm. So the Core 4 themselves are, and people will say, well, I take a multi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's good. But we'll get into why, because we're going to spend a couple of weeks going through a couple of these things so that we know what the heck we're doing and we can get it done,
okay.
right? So the first one would actually be a multiple vitamin,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's not even the most important. That's actually the least important. I shouldn't have said it first,
right?
But it's a special multi that's plant-based, and we'll get into that. We also look at a probiotic, and we'll explain right. what that's about.
Yeah.
We look at vitamin D.
Yeah.
And we also look at omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, it's a Core 4.
Right? Those are the Core 4.
Yeah.
Right. And what we want to make sure that we're doing whenever we look at supplementation, it's sort of like saying I have a car. Right. Now, if I said, hey, I've got a car, JW, I have a car.
Right.
And you said, hey, Dr. T, that's a good thing. And I said, yeah, it is. I wouldn't have gotten to the studio without it.
Yeah.
And we walked out and you saw I had a 1977 Ford Pinto
yeah.
that didn't blow up, thank God, because I didn't get rear-ended.
Yeah.
Right? Because Ford Pintos, if you remember, they used to blow up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was a dangerous car.
Yeah.
Not a very good car. They stopped the production as soon as enough people got rear-ended and blew up, and there were so many injuries,
I remember.
Bad things, that they had to stop. It was a horrible car.
Well, they're probably rare now then.
Yeah, it's vintage. Now it's probably a collector's item. Right, but so I have a Ford Pinto,
yeah.
or God forbid a Yugo,
right? Yeah,
I got a car. Or we walked out in the front and you looked and you said, oh my goodness, look at that. He's got a 2018 Mercedes SL550.
Yeah.
They're both cars.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are cars, but one of them is a high performance,
yeah.
safe, luxury, comfortable on every level, from the air conditioning to the seats, to the music, to the gizmos, to everything in that car is super high end. They both have four wheels and will get me there. So
Hello?
They're really called cars, but are they really the same? Not in the least.
Mm-mm.
So I can say, well, hey, I'm taking an omega-3 supplement. Well, I'm glad, but the quality of that, we're calling it an omega-3 supplement, good, is not nearly the same. We have to make sure that when we're looking at like the core four, that the quality of that is fantastic. Now, in our facility, it would be so easy for me to get one laboratory that I could get everything from.
Mm-hmm.
It just would make it simple. Boy, would it make it simple. My life would be so much easier.
Amen.
Right? But it just doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So we actually have four different laboratories who produce each of those separately because you want to get the best in class.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So each one is the best product in that class. And when I find something different, well, we grab that one. That's actually, if it's actually a superlative and better than that, we switch laboratories in that particular product to get to the best that's currently available to provide to our patients.
Okay. Core four, Dr. Tim Turlup, Turlup Chiropractic. If you want to stick on those headphones, we've got a call real quick and we'll go to the phone lines. Caller, what's your question for Dr. Turlup?
Hey, doctor, I have a question for you. You know, we hear a lot about the benefits of olive oil and whatnot. Well, I heard a show not too long ago where somebody talking about olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody doing the nutritional field or doctor. I don't know which one, but doesn't really matter.
Sure.
And he was sitting there saying that olive oil is one of the worst things you can put in your... Here we go again. One of the worst things you can put in your body. It clogs up your arteries and it'll give you a heart attack, and stay away from it. And I have a problem with dry skin, so I bought a big bottle of olive oil, and I take a couple of tablespoons every day. Now I hear this guy telling me that it's detrimental to your body.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
So, well, and actually, I love that you brought that up, because isn't it crazy when you hear, you know, 5 years ago, this is the miracle, and a couple of years later, it's like, this is going to kill you.
Yeah, it's like the eggs, you know, we're bad for you, then they're good for you, and they're bad for you, and then they're good for you.
And then coffee,
absolutely.
You know, bran or oatmeal, it's like, man, you just can't win. But what's your thoughts on it?
Well, actually, you can win. Sometimes when it comes to that stuff, I always joke and I'll say, what did your grandmother do? Common sense, be grounded. Anything that's extreme to one side or the other is almost always poor advice. That you can count on, you can take that to the bank. I've seen it every, I've been doing this 30 years. I'm telling you, every extreme is wrong. Every time.
Well, I'm not drinking the whole bottle, so that's not an extreme.
Well, a couple of teaspoons of olive oil is a lot of olive oil every day.
And it is?
Yeah. It is.
Oh.
And the great. Olive oil itself, no, it's okay. Olive oil itself is, the research does validate that it is a better oil. It's a monounsaturated oil. It's much more beneficial to us versus the polyunsaturated oils. It doesn't create the inflammation in our bodies.
Right.
It is a beneficial oil. That being said, oils themselves, extracted isolated oils from their core elements, like the seed or nut that it comes from, are not really beneficial. Limiting the quantities of oils is always best, because your body does very little to metabolize an oil. It goes in, and if you're 100% of that, the calories from that are from fat, and your body will store it immediately. It only takes about 3-4% to metabolize it, and it'll take 95% of those calories and store them.
Exactly. Store where?
Your butt, your thighs.
Oh, well, I can use the weight, trust
okay.
me.
Okay, right.
So, you know, you can barely see me. But in all seriousness, is cut it back to maybe a tablespoon a day, maybe?
So, well, yeah, I mean, I would cut it back. And if it's a dry skin issue, we're going to talk about omega-3s in just a moment.
Okay.
One of the beautiful things about getting the proper quantity and quality of omega-3 supplementation is your skin will actually improve dramatically.
What do you use for that?
So omega-3 fatty acids. And we're going to talk about that in depth here in just
okay.
1 second. We're going to
okay.
start getting
I'll
into
hang
that.
Up and listen.
So that's a great question. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Very good.
So that's a great question. And I love the extremes. That's one of the things I always laugh about, because it's always nutty. And that's one of the things the Core 4 does, is it actually, it's research-based and has stood the test of years and years and years of research. And the more research that's done, the more it validates the necessity of this uh-huh. and its efficacy. So the gentleman just talked about oil. So let's talk, let's go and run into omega-3s. It's one of the core four.
Okay.
And we'll start that now. We don't have a ton of time, but we'll kick it off and we'll finish it up next week. So omega-3 fatty acids, right? So there's really two types, and there's the short chain mm-hmm. and the long chain.
Okay.
So the gentleman was talking about taking oil as orally, and he's taking a couple of tablespoons right. of olive oil. Probably does make his skin softer,
mm-hmm.
right? But it does a lot of other things that in the body that we don't necessarily need, right? So what we want to do for the skin situation is use long chain omega-3 fatty acids, right? So typically those will come from your cold water fish,
mm-hmm.
right? And or krill from the Arctic, right? Those are the places that you'll typically find those from. There's also a short chain omega-3 fatty acid, and that gets really confusing to people because that comes from, people go, oh, I get it from chia or flaxseed or hemp seed. I specifically add that so I can get omega-3 fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And I do chia, flax, or hemp every single day.
The Trinity, I do it too.
Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic stuff, but it has short chain, plant-based short chain, which are not the DHA and the EPA, which is the docosahexaenoic acid is DHA, long, big old word.
Right.
And EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid.
Okay.
Right. So who cares? Let's call them DHA and EPA. Uh-huh. Right. And those are what we're really after in this oil. That's the stuff that has the benefit in health to you and I. Well, flax, chia, and hemp, the plant-based stuff, and walnuts and some other things that it has in there are short chain.
Right.
And they're not DHA and EPA. They actually, it's who cares? It's alpha-linolenic acid.
Yeah.
Is ALA is in those. That's short chain omega-3.
Okay,
great. So it's good, but our bodies then have to have a conversion to add a couple of carbons to the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very, very, very inefficient at doing that to get to DHA and EPA.
Okay.
So they're called essential fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And the word essential means it's essential that I get it from the outside.
Okay.
I can't produce it. I can't get it on my own. I got to eat it.
Right.
Right. So when I get the plant-based short chains, my body's really inefficient. So I'm not going to get enough of the DHA and EPA, which is really where the health value is.
Okay.
All right. So that's where we want to make sure that we're saying, okay, great. Do the chia, do the flax, do the hemp, do the walnuts.
Right.
I love it. They're unbelievably helpful, but they're not going to give you what you need for DHA and EPA.
I can understand.
You cannot get it. So anybody who thinks they're getting it by doing that, please, no, you're not. And you need to. Now, for vegetarians, I'm just going to do the caveat because I go, well, I don't want to take fish oil because I'm a vegetarian or I'm a vegan. I don't want to do that. Well, good. You can get DHA and EPA from algae supplementation. There's these algae supplements and DHA and EPA.
That's right.
That you can get it. They're completely just like the animal.
Spirulina? Is that one of them, spirulina?
No, spirulina.
Spirulina?
Completely different
thing. Oh, okay. One call triggers another, so let's take that real quick before we run out of time. Welcome to 30 Minutes of Vitality. Dr. Tim Turlip, what's your question?
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hello, am I in the air?
Yeah, you're with Dr. Tim.
Okay, thank you. This is Tom in Lecanto, Florida, and I have a quick question, but I want to thank the management at WSJB for their public support during the hurricane here. Irma, it was beautiful. They helped us so much.
Okay.
Okay, very quickly, I understand your comment about the sugar consumption in 1905.
Yeah.
But the life expectancy back then was less than 50 years old, and today it's more than 40 years that. So what do you attribute that to?
Well, a lot of that, when statisticians look at that, we look at childhood mortality rates, which were significant. You look at any old, go to walk through an old cemetery and look at the headstones, and you'll see the number of children that have headstones. It was shocking. Childbirth rates were the death rates from childbirth were really low, and kids did not live nearly as long. So that's the thing that actually skewed those stats in a dramatic way. So
thank you so much for your program.
Yeah, I'm glad you called, Tom. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to have to pick up a lot of this next week.
So, yeah.
It's always so much more than we can handle in one segment.
Right, and let's just finish up for that nice bit of the olive oil.
Please.
So when we look at cell membranes, all right, cell membranes are made up of fats and fatty acids.
All right.
And DHA and EPA are integral components. So skin cells, the outer membrane wall of every single one of our trillions of skin cells, right, are actually made up of these fatty acids. Right. And so when we supplement, we have enough of them in the right quantity and the right quality, right? We'll find that we'll get that tighter skin. We'll get skin that's more moist. Every woman that we put on this for 3 or 4 months, it's the first thing they say is, I'm not having to use lotions anymore to soften my skin.
Wow.
But that's a quality one.
Yes.
In the right quantity.
Right.
Right. If you take the cruddy stuff, which most of them are, I hate to tell you, right, you won't get those outcomes. So if that gentleman can find a high quality one, we carry it at the office. It's very easy. I can guide you to where you can get the right ones. Between 1,000 and 2,000 milligrams of DHA and EPA a day, that's really pure, right? That is not expired or oxidized and is not a bad oil. He's going to find in a couple of months that dry skin problem will significantly improve.
Mm.
It does always. We also then get people to do that to actually add extra water as well.
Mm-hmm.
People go, well, that seems crazy. Oil and water?
Right.
Yeah, but that's what we're made of. Right. That's the way it works.
Incredible. Once again, Dr. Tim Turlup always filling our heads with the best advice in health and wellness, of course. You can call his office in the meantime before next Wednesday, your 30 Minutes of Vitality, every Wednesday right here on 99.9 FM, WXJB 1130. What's the office number again, Doc?
It's 666-2222.
And we'll see you again next time.
Great day.
All right.